The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 538.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Good to have you here. You know, we had a good question come in about joint venture partners, and I thought probably a lot of people have this same question. Someone wrote in and asked, how do I find joint venture partners when I'm just starting out, or when you're just starting out? So here is the complete guide to the comprehensive and complete guide as written by Dana Wild to finding joint venture partners. So for those of you that are new to this term, joint venture partner is somebody who you agree to promote what they have to offer and they agree to promote what you have to offer. Sometimes it's just one way, sometimes it's the other way. You both promote each other. But the idea is that you end up promoting and either getting a percentage of sales or giving away a percentage of sales to be in front of that audience. So for the case of this session today, what we're going to talk about is that you are looking for people to promote you. And it is a challenge when you're first starting out. How do you find people who want to promote you? But it's not as difficult as you think if you go about it logically and systematically, like we're going to talk about in the show. So the first thing is you want to pick the people that you're going to partner with wisely. So what you're looking for is you're looking for people who are building a similar audience to the audience that you have. So an example of that, and I think this may be overused, but probably because it's such a good example, is if you are a wedding photographer, it would be smart for you to partner with a wedding cake maker. Because both of you are gathering lists of people or gathering followers or email lists maybe of people who are having weddings. They're brides-to-be or grooms-to-be or parents of the bride or groom, right? You have got similar audiences. And so think about that really carefully when you're partnering. If you're a weight loss coach and your particular method is a mindset, it would make more sense for you to find partners in the weight loss niche rather than in the mindset niche, because 100% of the weight loss partners are going to have similar clients, where the mindset partners, you may or may not have similar clients. So think about the common denominator of your ideal client, who is on your list and who you're attracting, and which other experts out in the world also have similar lists of those kinds of people. The other thing in regard to picking somebody who you're going to partner with, choose somebody who's got similar beliefs as you do. So you want somebody, for example, I wouldn't do well to partner with somebody whose key message is hustle, hustle, work harder, work harder, work harder. We're not going to be a good fit. So similar beliefs that you have, but they offer different services. They offer complementary services. So this is why often when you see me promote people, I might promote people that show you how to write a book or how to start a podcast, because I don't want to teach those things. But I know that the people, the entrepreneurs that follow me might want to learn those things. And so it's better for me to partner with somebody and have other people teach those things. So find somebody that offers complementary services that your people would be interested in. And of course, it goes without saying that you get along with and like and all of those things. Now I'm back on the you promoting, but let's say those people were going to promote you. Well, if you think about it, if somebody has a how to write a book course or a how to podcast course, in my case, it would behoove those people to have mindset training. And so think about that for yourself. What are you offering that you can offer to your similar expert that would benefit their people, but not necessarily be a directly, I don't want to say competition because we don't really believe in that here in the sandbox. But, you know, if the expert feels like they can deliver the information themselves, they're probably not going to promote you. So it has to be an expert who is delivering something that they love and that they're passionate about, and they don't necessarily want to create a course or a program or a service in the area you're doing. Another example might be, let's say you're doing social media as done for you, like you are helping people by actually scheduling the social media. Well, you might have a social media expert who just wants to sell courses, who doesn't have anybody to refer when they want. People will come to them and say, hey, will you do it for me? And they might say, no, I won't do it for you. Maybe you would be a match for that. So I hope that makes sense. I hope all these examples are helpful. The other thing is, when you're first picking the people that you're going to partner with, look for people who are at the same level of business that you're at. So try to do your best to just look at social media and the social proof they have and the numbers they're sharing and their services that they offer and the following that they have, and see if you can see and find people who are in a similar position that you're in. It's much easier to approach people about promoting who are either right where you're at or maybe even a little newer or have a little bit smaller following. Because remember, all of those opportunities that you get for other people to promote you really help you to get good at your systems too. So really look for those people who are in the same space that you're in. Now, how do you approach them or how do you make these relationships? Well, the second part of this then is use your gifts. Use the gifts that you've got. So if you haven't done the Your Marketing Superpower quiz yet, head on over to yourmarketingsuperpower.com and go take that quiz, because that quiz will tell you what your marketing superpower is. So let's say your marketing superpower is an interviewer. There is no better place to find people who are going to promote your products and services than the people who are on your show. You're having them on your podcast. You're interviewing them. You're giving them exposure to your audience already. Maybe they want the opportunity to make an affiliate commission and promote you to their audience. You've just developed that relationship with them through that interview. You have a continued relationship. If you are a writer, you can do some guest blogging or develop a relationship with people who are perhaps guest blogging for you. Or if you're a conductor type, you can do a telesummit. There's no better way. And in fact, that's how I got most of my joint venture partners when I started, was I was running telesummits. So I had developed a lot of relationships with people in my specific niche. So it was very easy for me to approach them later and ask them to promote my business, because I had just run a telesummit and promoted their businesses. So use the gifts that you have. If you have the gift of connection, then reach out to people and do one-on-one Zoom calls with them or phone calls even, right? Sit and have a conversation and connect and follow up. Now, the third section of this is, how do you start making those relationships with people who maybe are, we'll use the term, bigger than you are as far as following? They might have a bigger following than you do. And it's funny because this first tip I'm going to give you, I got straight from Jeff Walker. You might know him from, he's the creator of the product launch formula. And I was talking to him one day, and we were talking about this exact subject because his whole business is built on joint venture partnerships. And he was laughing and saying, you know, the best way to get to somebody who's a bigger name, he was talking about himself, is to comment on their blogs and to follow their work and make yourself known in their space. Comment on their blogs, be seen in their Facebook group. And he was saying to me at that time, I read every single comment that comes in on my blog. And, you know, he's very, very big in the internet marketing space, but he's still reads. And I even think he said, you know, I like compliments, or we still like to get that external validation. So it makes total sense when you think of it that way. So if you want the bigger names in your particular niche to know who you are, then make yourself known to them by listening to their material, commenting on their blog post, being seen in their Facebook group, and so on. Take courses from them. And make it your desire and intention to become a testimonial for them. So, like, take their course and implement and be successful using their methods. And then you get on their radar because they want to see people who are successful using their methods. So the more you develop these relationships with these bigger names, and usually at the same time, you're developing these other relationships and having people promote you and getting known, what happens is you grow and they get to know you over time. And of course, the final way is promote them. There's no better way to get someone to promote you than to promote them first. So if you promote them and you're seen promoting them, and when you do, tag them in the comments if you're making a post, Facebook or some kind of social media, make sure they are tagged so they see that you are out there promoting them. And again, with the bigger names, sometimes it's better to start with somebody who's like just ahead, started their business a year before you did, and they're just ahead of the curve, because it's easier to develop these relationships. So it's like anything in marketing, and certainly in the Train Your Brain Sandbox, all of these particular action steps are no different. But let's wrap it up with a big bow of mindset on top of it. If you want to find joint venture partners who promote you, the best thing you can do is to start thinking and talking about it like it's already happening now. So start using that verbiage that sounds like, I'm finding more and more people all the time. More and bigger names are interested in my work. I'm noticing that joint venture partners are coming on my radar because they like what I do. I'm becoming known in my niche. It feels good to be known in my niche. I love being known in my niche. I'm noticing that other people are noticing my work in a positive way. I'm developing great relationships with other people in my niche. It feels so good to be noticed and found. I'm doing more and more joint venture promotion myself. I'm doing more and more joint venture promotion where other people are promoting me. Like, start to think those sentences that feel good and start to play around with it. Because at the end of the day, all of those steps I gave you are fantastic and they will work. But they work when you're in the right mindset when you do them. You want to show up as the best you. You want to show up as the positive thinking you, as the positive expectation you, as the thinking the right thoughts. So when you get in that sandbox and you're showing up and meeting these people and you're connecting with them using your marketing superpower, you're getting the best results. So go out there and good luck with this. Remember to swing by our Facebook group and tell me how it's going. I love hearing about your successes. And we'll see you very soon on the show.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
and not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?